Okay, so let's talk a little bit more about the Shlomim thing. I mean, we had some questions left a little bit, and we have to go further. But I just thought about this a little more, about the question of Shlomim, why Yaakov Avinu was the first Shlomim. I don't know if you remember, we kind of left that hanging. Okay, so just in a nutshell, the main idea we set out is that a Shlomim Ola is a carbon which is brought for a person to reflect on the idea of Hashem Arzim Lawa, that everything is God's, everything is from Hashem. And therefore he takes the carbon and burns it totally Hashem, totally total sacrifice, so to speak. Okay, and that's the highest idea, the recognition that his ownership is nothing, and he just totally destroys the thing Hashem. That's the highest idea, and that's Kachi Kachim. But the Torah was Mechadesh, there's a new idea. I guess Yaakov Avinu was maybe the first one, but the Torah, in the Torah there's a new idea, which is that of a Shlomim. And the Shlomim, it's a sacrifice which the person eats from. Okay, it's like a sacrifice to God, yet the person's eating from it. And he said it's not only the person eats a part of it, the part of it goes to the Kohen, and part of it is Lashem. So he said the idea is that the Torah realizes that even though the highest recognition for man is to just realize everything is God's, but at the same time, a person has other parts to his personality, and perfection demands that those parts are taken care of as well, and those parts are brought into together with the part of his nature which has to recognize God. So he said, and that's the derech of the mitzvahs, of Tariq mitzvahs. Tariq mitzvahs talks up, it doesn't just say think about God all day long, but it says you're going to be involved in eating human interaction too. And all these things, and do it, but with Kedusha, as guided by your mind. That's the derech of the Torah. Tariq mitzvahs. The goy doesn't have that. Even if a goy has the recognition of God, and Shemesh ben Noach and all that, the system of Tariq is a system which brings perfection and aligns all his energies, all his different areas under his Avodas Hashem. Okay? So he said, a Shlomim reflects that. It's that you're recognizing God, but you're eating of the carbon. And there's like a simcha of eating from the carbon, and you're enjoying yourself physically, but not the way a Baal Taiva enjoys himself physically, because Baal Taiva doesn't want all these restrictions. I mean, there's halacha, so they eat it in the Yerushalayim in a certain time, and just the whole system is a system of achila shel mitzvah. And he's giving of his carbon, is forcing him to, in person, his interactions with people, the social interaction, he's giving of the carbon to the Kohanim, of the Hashem. So it involves him, it involves all his energies in his different areas, his repetitive and his social and his religious, they're all involved in his Avodas Hashem, when it comes by Kohen Shalom. So therefore, that carbon is, although it's like a lower idea, the idea of Ola is the higher, that's Kachi Kachim, because it's totally Lashem. But it's part of the perfection of a Jew, is the idea of Shlom. And in fact, that's what you see on Yantif. On Yantif, the Mitzvah Shlomi Simcha. And the Simcha, Mitzvah Simcha, is Shlomim. Because that Simcha. Simcha is like a person who has over the day, he recognizes God relating to man. And he has a Simcha, and he's involved in eating. And he's involved in the emotions of Simcha, which come out through the repetitive, but Chilas Shal Karban. So that's the Simcha. That's the idea of Yantuf. That's why that's because those are Karban Shlomims. Right. So that's the idea of Shlomim. What we just said is that a guy, that's not really the perfection of a guy. That's the perfection of Kali Yisrael of Tariq Mitzvahs. And that's why we said is that if a guy says, I'm bringing a Karban, Shlomim, we assume, according to the way we hold, that he doesn't mean that. He doesn't understand all the ideas of Karban, but that's not the perfection of a guy. It's not his perfection. And what he means is that he means a Karban Allah, because that's a Libel HaShamayim, to Karban Shvi HaShamayim, to God. He doesn't mean to involve himself in this perfection, because this isn't his perfection. It's perfection which comes about through a whole life. It can't just be through one Maisa Karban. I mean, it's part of an attitude and a way of life, which is the way of life of Tariq. Right. Whereas the other Shita held, which is the way the basic idea of the Machlokas, is that he holds that it's true in general a guy doesn't have that perfection, but it's not impossible. It's possible to have that without Tariq, like Avramino had it, you know, certainly. So he says, look, if that's what he said, then that's what he meant, then that's a Shlomim. That's the question. It's like, is there a halachic, like a chazaka, an assumption, that the guy can't mean that? and therefore, even though he said it, we're willing to, so to speak, reinterpret his words as he must have meant something else. Or you just say, although it's improbable, there's no halachic assumption like that, and therefore what he said is what he said. Can't tell you to go with what he said. He said shalom, he meant shalom. Okay, we didn't talk about why if he gives a carbon to a Jew yet, right?
No.
Okay, fine. But before we get to that, I just wanted to talk more about this, the philosophy stuff here about the shlomim. So the first shlomim was really by Yaakov, right? As we said. The Ramban says that. This is after he found out that Yosef was alive. He saw the wagons. The spirit of Yaakov Avinu became alive. Great. Yosef is still alive. Let me go see him. So he traveled and he went to Be'er Sheva. And he brought Zvachim to the God of his father Yitzchak. So the Ramban says these Zvachim, the Lashon of Zvachim is the Lashon of Shlomim. And therefore it says he was the first one he brought. This is the first Shlomim. He says prior to this, Noah, Adam, Rishon, Avraham Avinu, they always brought all those. This is Shlomim. So I'm just wondering if there's a significance, or now that we're understanding the difference between Noah and Shlomim, could we explain why this is like the first Shlomim? Okay, so I'm thinking so much what Yann is thinking, but one further point. An important point is that the Chazal say, it wasn't me about the Chi Ruach Yaakov Aviyam. Right, what does that mean? No. But the Chi, when he heard about it, it says he came alive. You know what Chazal say about that? Yeah.
His spirit of prophecy return?
Yeah, exactly. He had Nevuah. Sharsel of Shechina, Shapir Shemana. So Rashi says. And the Unkelos also says that. It's like the Chiroch Yaakov Avim, Shras Ruach Kudshal Yaakov Avon. He had Nevuah. So why? They say all the years that Yosef was away from him, he says he lost Nevuah. He didn't have Nevuah for all those years. However many years was it? 21 years, 14 years, whatever, right? So, and now he got it back, but the Chiroch Yaakov Avim. So why did he lose prophecy? What did he do wrong? Yeah.
That prophecy only exists in a state of happiness,
right?
Or actualization.
Right, exactly. Is that a person can receive a nevuah, he has to have a certain focus in the state of mind, where his emotions are taken care of. He's a certain rest, like you see, for instance, before the brachos, Yaakov has to bring him matamim, the sweets, and right. And David HaMelech used to have like music, right? Or before, you know, played music. There's an idea of a person has to be, his emotions have to be in a certain state of mind in order to receive nevuah. His whole personality is like focused, and frustrations and conflicts and issues, stress takes away, prevents a person from having that kind of a focus, and prevents a person from having nevuah. So Yaakov Avinu, for all these years, right? For all these years, had no nevuah, because his emotions. Even though, look, his idea of God, it doesn't say there's anything wrong with that. His idea of a karbon olah was not missing from Yaakov Avinu because Yosef was God. That's the idea. It's recognition of God. Hashem Samloa. What's the difference? Why should this affect that? But his idea of shlamim, or the idea of his emotions being able to be involved in his avodah Hashem, the whole personality being able to focus and be involved in his avodah was impossible because of his severe pain and suffering. And when he finally had his nevuah, he found the good news. So now he was in a state of joy, and now he was emotionally in a state where he was able to reach the highest level of Avodas Hashem. And now his entire personality was able to evolve, to focus, and to be involved in his Avodas Hashem. And therefore he was able to receive Nevuah. So it could be that was an appropriate time to bring Karban Shlomo. Is to recognize the idea that God is a source of, not just of everything, but God is involved. A person is a relationship with God, and it's not just merely in the abstract intellectual sphere, but it involves his emotions and his psychological energies as well. And therefore, his recognition of God incorporated the idea of Shlomo. which is the idea of his eating. He's going to eat the karban of Hashem, and that's going to be part of his part. Yeah, he's in the state of simcha, and he's directing that simcha of recognition that the simcha is Hashem, and he's thinking about God as the source of the simcha. But he's not just having, like, you know, so he's not just having a party for his kid, you know. But his, on the contrary, his party is focused on his eating of the karban shlama. So it's like that. That was like, but it could be, it was like a unique. Like, it gave me a unique insight into the personal glimpse into the role. It's like the model of the role of a person's psyche in his Avodas Hashem. And the perfect illustration how pure, like, a pure thinker, the idea of a pure thinker is not really for a human being. I mean, it could be for a malach, but a human being has emotions. And you see the greatest thinker, Yaakov Avinu, for 21 years, just simply is the great thinker, but he didn't have a war. So you see that a pure thinker of a human being must go along with the with his proper emotions, with his proper emotions being satisfied, and that's totally in God to be able to satisfy those things. So Shlomo brings to mind that idea, the perfection, the full personality, the recognition of God in all the areas of your life. Karban Shlomo, it's like your your emotions are involved in your Avodas Hashem, because you're eating and you're enjoying the karbon, and that's part of your Avodas Hashem, and that's tied up with your recognition of God. So they're saying that's the that's what Yaakov Avinu was realized, or so to speak, had a unique insight into, is the role of your emotional side, your emotions being satisfied so far as your Avodas Hashem. Karbon Ola at this point would be the idea that was in his mind at this point was his Avodas Hashem, but the relevance and significance of his emotions being satisfied and being aligned with his Avodas Hashem. And if emotions can't get him on board, then he's not going to be able to receive Nevuah and to reach that level. So Karban Shlomim is the Karban, which involves the idea of recognition of God, but at the same time involves involves your emotions being attached to that Avodas Hashem. Now, another point, the related point, is what's a karbon todah? It's a karbon todah. You know?
Thanksgiving offering.
Okay, so karbon todah is when a person is saved. Specifically, so when we would say hagomel, in the time of the mikdash, one would be sarach to bring a karbon todah. Okay, you must bring a karbon todah. Okay? I don't know if it's like a chiyuv, like you're an avarian if you don't, but like I forgot, someone said it's a tzarach, maybe it's Rashi or Ramban, someone said tzarach, you have to, person saved, they have to do it. So but what is it, what kind of carbon is it? Toda? Is that its own kind of carbon? And you don't know, it's a shlomim but it's has certain special halachos. What are those special halachos? Anyone? So first of all, it's a more restricted tazman achila. I think a karban shlam is eaten 2 days and one night, day and night, day. I think that the todah has to be day and night, just one day and one night. It's more restricted. And there's also these breads, all the breads. You bring with it 40 loaves of bread, okay? 4 different kinds of bread, okay? Chametz, matzah, whatever, all different kinds, and 10 of each. 40 kinds of breads. For one of each kind goes to the Kohen, and the rest of them you eat with, I guess, your buddies or whoever it is. There's 40 loaves, and you don't think you have one time to eat them, you know. So it's you bring the bread with them, right? So could we explain that at all? Yeah.
Did you see?
So Rashi says the breads also have to be eaten within that day, okay, within Yom Halayla, same time.
Do these have to be big breads?
There's the shear. I don't know exactly how big they are, but
they don't have to be huge. They can be like today's challah rolls.
I don't know. There's an exact size. There's an exact size. I just don't know exactly what it is. Like, I don't know how it converts into hours. Either way, though, it's 40 of them. You know. Basically, the main differentiation is that it has bread. It's qualitative. I mean, the other ones has less. It's a more restricted zman of achila. But in terms of like a new thing, which it has these breads which you eat with that. And also you have another thing, it comes for a case where a person is saved. A person's life is saved. Okay, that's what it comes for. I mean, I think it's true. I think that's where Sudas Oda comes from. The idea of Sudas Oda. But it says here, Amadvar Hodol Nation Asala. Rashi says, he says, Kigon, Yordi Hayam, Halkin Rosu Khushi Besasur Macholish and Isrape. So if you go on the sea, you get lost in the sea, or in the desert, or you're in jail, or you're sick and you get healthy, Shein Trichon Hodos. You have to give Hoda. Shekosabim Yodu Lashem Chasto. You have to be acknowledged to God as Chasav, Niflos of Neadam. And as Niflos to people, to man. Vizbechuziv Chetodan. They bring through Chetodan. That's a pasuk in Tehillim. Okay? So, that's the halacha. And that's why it's Niflos of Neadam. So it's like tell people. That's why the halacha of Agomel is in front of 10 people. To say go on a minion, right? So you sometimes see like a woman will come in and they collect a minion for her, right? That's an idea. It's like it's be a minion to say go, because you have to say Yodu Hashem Chasav and Flos of Nei Adam. Tell people about it. You know. So where's the people in? And that's what I think John is right. I think that's the idea of Suda Sodah comes from. I don't know if it's a chiyu, but it's like a similar idea. Is so? What's the idea of the bread? So the bread sounds like a Suda, yeah. Right? And what's the idea of having so much bread? Yeah.
Wait, what is Suda Sada?
Hoda. It's okay. Like a Suda person, something good happens. Sometimes a person would make a Suda for Thanksgiving. Acknowledgement of God's role. So where's all the people? It says here, like, you have to so where's this idea of you have to tell, like, you tell people, or you have to do it in front of people, right? So where's this idea of where's the B'nai Adam in Karvan Torah?
Is the
Baal
the only guy who can eat the bread?
I don't think so. Right. It seems like I was right, that the idea is the 40 breads, and one guy's not going to eat the 40 breads, and he gets to the Kohen, and he gets, presumably he's going to involve other people in the eating, because he has a day, one day, until the nightfall, until night, including the night, to eat all his bread, and he's not going to do it on his own, so he's going to have other people sharing with him, so they're all going to be involved in the Achil of the Toda. So it seems like it's a carbon, it's like a Suda, like a guy, it's interesting, because a guy's saved, right? A guy's life is saved. So what would you think would be the appropriate response? What do you think? Ola or Shlomo?
Ola.
Okay, good. Why?
Because it's...
It's funny how quickly you all said Ola. Yeah. So you think, look, your life is here. You recognize God is the source of your life. God is everything. All that, right? And don't think it's me. Think, look, I have to thank God. The highest recognition of God is not what you think. But Torah says Shlomo.
It is Hashkafa and it's got to link, your own life.
Yes, what I think it's like. It's first of all two things. It's first of all is when a person is saved, he feels very happy, overjoyed. And it's normal for a person to make a meal, a party, right? I mean, people do these kinds of things, right? Some sort of thing, some sort of dinner, some sort of party for his friends and family, you know? So it's a normal feeling of simcha. So what the Torah does is it doesn't frustrate that simcha and say, hey, bring a carbonola and just think about God and forget your simcha. It says, no, take the simcha, but realize the simcha directed towards your recognition of God. Realize that God is Hodu Lashem Kitov Kilom Chasta. Right? Or how does this pasuk say? It says Yodu Lashem Chasav and the Flos of Neadam. Tell people, get the people together and say thank God for me being alive. Acknowledge God as being the source of your life, and have a simcha. Enjoy the simcha. Eat the meal, and it could be this idea of like of the bread to make it like a kvias. Like it's a kvias mitzarif for all the people is through a suda. So the idea is bread. It's a suda. It's not just like a mite. Like eating meat is like simcha. It's like a maisa of simcha. But bread is like a kvias, and it sets up like a suda. It's like a suda soda. Where all the people are involved through this carbon. It's not just eating a bunch of bread, but it's through carbon. So it ties it in with God and about the Hashem and recognition of God. But it's a carbon shlam, and we eat the meat, and we eat the, and the bread is it's a joint thing. So that's the way the Torah set up. A person who feels the simcha due to being saved, he directs that simcha to under the avodas Hashem through carbon Torah. You know, nowadays that's what we do is like we say a gomel, and we have a siddur soda. I don't know if it's clear of a Suda Soda, but that's like if you ask the Minog or the Rekiyim of a Suda Soda, it's modeling after the idea of a Kavan Toda. You know? And he says, could you also involve the Kohen in it? Also, because the Kohen is a person. That's actually, there's a halacha. I don't know if you hold this way. But I think there's a halacha. Some say it's a Gemara that in the 10 people in a Gomel, one of them has to be a Talmid Chacham. Because I think the idea is, I don't know how to say it, it's like this idea shows that it's not, like I guess kind of what Yonah's saying, it's not just an outpouring of God saved me, I'm great, and all that, but it has to be Chachma. It's like, it should point to the fact that this is something, and this is an experience involving Chachma. It's an opportunity to think about God and his Hashgacha and to recognize, acknowledge God. Through Chachma, it's not just an emotional thing. Wow, I'm great. God saved me. God loves me. That's not what it is. So through having a Chacham there, it points to the fact there's something more, something deeper to it. And it could be that's. I don't think we hold that way. But at least by Karban, it's the Kohen's involved in it. You know, this is through the Kohen, and part of the bread to go to the Kohen. So he's like involved in the Suda. So the Kohen is the teacher of ideas. That's the Kohen's role, is to teach Klal Yisrael ideas. So it's like Yoram Shetach Yaakov, he teaches the Torah that's the role of the Kohen in Karbanos, is that he does the Meisim, but he's also the teacher. That's the Kohanim are people whose lives are devoted towards learning Torah and teaching Torah. So back to this sugya. So now we are left with the question, is that why is it that if the goy says I'm bringing a shlamim and he gives it to a Jew to fulfill his shakir chir shlamim, then he uses it as a shlamim? You don't say the Jew uses it as an ola, right? Why don't you say it? The goy doesn't understand what a shlamim is, and the goy is not bringing a shlamim, he meant ola. So who cares that he gives it to the Jew? Why does that matter? Okay, so I'm thinking like I think similar to what Yud and Yon are saying. There's a little subtlety here. I'm not sure the different ways to go, but. For starters, it's not, you could say it's not pshat that a guy can't have the idea of a shlamim, can't know that there is the idea of a shlamim, or that there is a shlamim. We're just saying that that's not the perfection of a guy, and that's not his method of avoda. But it is the method of avoda of a Jew, and a guy could understand that that's the method of avoda of a Jew. You may not know it firsthand, but he could appreciate the concept that the Jews have a method of tarik mitzvahs and have a system which perfects them in all areas of life, and their achila is an achila of mitzvah and all that. I mean, the goy could understand that there is a system like that intellectually. Just that's not how he worships God. That's not his world. That's not his avoda. So the saying is that if he brings the carbon for himself, so then he say it's a chazaka. That's not, he didn't mean a god avoda of shalom. He doesn't do that. What he does, he's a guy. But if he's giving it to a Jew, who's someone who is involved in that level of avoda, in that type of avoda, there's no reason to say that that's not what the guy is doing. The guy is saying, I know you Jews, reckon you have Jews that are involved in this type of avoda, Shem of Shlomim. And therefore, I'm giving this carbon for you to fill your chovah of Shlomim, for you to do your chovah of Shlomim with it. So then what's the problem? There's no assumption that. So I'm saying, I think it's like, the Havmin would be that the Slam means the guy doesn't know, can't even have the idea of Shalom. So the saying is, no, it's not just that he can't have an idea of Shalom, it's just that it's not what a guy, Libel HaShamayim, means if he's bringing his own Karban, he must be, he's doing his own Ola. But if he says Shalom and he's giving it to a Jew, he's going out of his way to give it to a Jew who is involved in Shalom, he's that's what you're saying. It's just, I think it goes together. He's bypassing it for himself, he's not using it for himself, but he's giving it to a Jew and saying Shalom, which is a Jewish Karban, the carbon which the Jews have based on their perfection, then there's no, you know, why should we have doubt that he means that? The reason why we doubt that he means it by himself is because, is that what a guy does? Does a guy do that avoda? But here he's saying, what, there's no idea that a guy can't, and even if a guy doesn't understand 100%, but the idea that he could have a basic idea that Jews do that, and that's what he's bringing it for, you don't say is that he doesn't know what the word shalom means, and he has zero idea anything at all, you know? So there's an indication that he understands what it is, and he's giving it to a Jew for it, to do the carbon of a Jew, to do a shlamim. Right? Yeah. So it's a little bit of adjustment, but I think we have to have an askana. It's not just saying that a guy doesn't have the idea altogether. Just that's not his life, and that's not his avoda. And you could say most guys don't know the idea, but this guy is doing an action which is mochich that he does. I mean, he's giving it for a Jew for that, you know. Not for himself, but for the Jew. Why is the Jew better than him? The Jew is a different guy. He's involved in different, you know. So there's not an, he can't anymore doubt what he's saying. There's no assumption anymore that he doesn't mean what he says. So therefore he says Shalom. So he says Shalom. Good? Okay. Okay, Okay, so this is the first. So again, this is, remember, you have a statement that the Rabbi Kiva is saying. Rabbi Kiva, it's true for nobody. It's Rabbi Kiva Shita, that if a guy gives a shlamim, it's an ola. And the question is why? He says shlamim. So it's, remember, you always say a svara, you always say a kra. You could say it's a svara. Svara is that a guy meant ola. Second way is it's a pasuk. Okay, it's a pasuk. The pasuk is, because it says ish ish asher kivu l'Hashem dot 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 dot. That's the pasuk which teaches you that a guy could bring a karban leola. Okay, the pasuk then says leola. So this is, it teaches you. Rashi says, and the Gemara says, kol dimekrave ola leave. Whatever he brings will be an ola. Okay, so the pasuk says the chol is darim and davos l'stuff leola. So it says it's kizras kasa, which is teaching you whatever he brings is an ola. So Rashi says, there's a din of an ola that's not eaten, v'lo din shlamim, and it doesn't have a din of shlamim. Okay. So the question is, what's that idea? What's that idea? Is that the same idea, just a matter of you learning from Svara for a positive, or is it a different idea? So the careful reading of Rashi's. So in the first one, he says he meant l'shamayim kavanasu shekivanas of kolel, that is consumed totally. Not that rabbi. The second one, it says kol nuchar ola v'sheidin ola she'in achalas v'lo din shlamim, as in ola it's not eaten, not a din of shlamim. But it's leaving out in the second one she'idin ola she'ye kolel, right? That is totally consumed. He says that it's not eaten. But when it says what he meant, it says he meant it to be kolel l'shamayim. Right, so he's talking the positive aspect of what he meant. But when it's a saying that it has a din ola, it means she'en achalas, that it's not eaten. It's more of a negation. Right? It's more of a negation. So what do we see from that? Or where does that point us to? Whoa. So does it say that and we also ask the question, how does it just convert? I mean, it says, if you say he meant it, it's one thing, but it sounds like the second way of saying it's not what he meant. Right, it's just saying is a success concept, that it's an ola. So, but he didn't say ola, he didn't mean ola. He meant, right? If he's saying, first one, that's not what he meant. The second one must be, that is what he meant. Otherwise, you don't have to say anything more. So, he meant shlamim, but it's an ola. So, how did that happen? Right? It's like a magical thing. So, what we're saying is that he doesn't have a right to eat it, to bring a carbon and to eat it. So, what we're saying is a din ola she'in echelas. It means, it's a chiddush. The Torah says you could eat of a carbon. Carbon is supposed to be l'Hashem. But the Torah sets up in a shlamim that the Baal has a chus and achilas a carbon. He gives him that right. So he's giving his carbon l'Hashem, but part of the l'Hashem could be through him eating it. Him eating it l'fnei Hashem, a mitzvah of achilas shlamim. But it's saying is that's not allowed by a guy. That right was never extended to a guy. So if a carbon brings it, whatever he brings it, la'ola, she'en achalas, as a din of an ola, she'en achalas, that it can't be eaten. That the right of achila, the right of the la'ashem in the karbon to be dispensed through achila l'fnei Hashem, is not applied by a guy. By a guy, it's just la'ola. So how is it an ola? Because it's like implicit in a shlamim is an ola. Every karbon has the idea of l'shem Hashem in it. It's just that the L'shem Hashem is split up into is part of it is siphoned off to the Baal eating it with Hashem. But it's saying is that La'ola is saying is that by the Goy that's disallowed, that can't exist by the Goy. So by the Goy it's La'ola. You couldn't convert it into Achatas, of course, you can't convert it into anything. I mean, you can, but it's saying is that it's depriving the shame of Lachem, so to speak, in the thing. Depriving the shame of the Bailim to the guy. He doesn't have that right. So I don't care what he meant, but it doesn't. But it's still Hashem, because that's, of course, he's bringing Hashem. It's just that he wants to also be involved in eating it himself, but he can't do that. As the Karban is saying, the guy is included in the right to bring a Karban, but he's not included in the right to eat from the Karban and for the Hashem to be realized through his Achila that he doesn't have a right to do. Whereas the first way is learning that it's not just that, it's not that he doesn't have the right to, it's as far that he doesn't mean to be doing that. Right, good, it's true. He says, well, it works well with exception case. If he's giving it to a Jew, then fine, why not? That's what he meant. It's no problem he meant. Then he's giving it to a Jew. So of course a Jew could do it. It's just that he can't be the Baal of the Shalom and can't be a Shein Nechalas. Right? Whereas, again, in the first way, Rashi said kolil, because it means he meant olah. So what does it mean he meant olah? He meant to do an avodah of burning the thing totally to God. That's what he meant, kolil. That's the positive content of olah. But here we're not saying he meant, you know, he's not saying he meant. He meant olah, he meant shlamim. But the din has a din olah, shein achelas. It means it's a privation, it's removing the achila from it, according to this way. It's not positively making it olah, it's simply taking shlamim minus out the achila. That's what he left with. Alright. Oh, so it's din ola. I mean, it's a din ola means it's basically a carbon which has no chila. So that's an ola. No, no. It means the result of a shlam, if you take away the nechalas, then it's an ola. But the bottom line is, what's its din? The din is a din of an ola.
So I thought we just said it's a shlam.
No, it's not a shlam. So it's not a shlam. Don't say bottom line is it's an ola. I'm not saying it's a shlam. I'm saying it's an ola. Because his shlamim, he's making it a shlamim, but what does a shlamim mean? A shlamim means a carbon which is Lashem, which is also eaten by the Baal. But that can't exist. So therefore, halachically, it is then of an ola. It becomes an ola. It becomes an ola, because that's what's a carbon, which is Lashem, which is no achilas bailam. That's an ola. So it becomes an ola. Halachically, it becomes an ola. It's just, as long as he said shlamim and he meant shlamim, but it becomes. It's like he's. The part of the it's like a shlomi is like an ola which is departed with the achilas bailam, but that departure is disallowed, so therefore you just left with the basic the ola.
Doesn't that not work with if he gives it to a Jew? Because then it just
no, because if he's giving it to a Jew, then that is allowed, because since it's for a Jew to bring and a Jew to eat, so therefore that is allowed. So therefore he's giving it to be Lashem with the achila of the bailam, and the bailam is a Jew, so therefore it's fine.
When he designates it, wouldn't it be an Ola Shein Echelas?
No. It's only the only reason it becomes an Echelas is because he, as a Bala Karban, has no right to eat it. Uh-huh. But if he's making the Jew the Bala Karban, then the Jew does have a right to eat it, so therefore it is Nechel. Nechel. You know? Right? Yeah. I'm saying it's like implicit in the Das and in the Neder of a Shlomim is a Das of an Ola. It's a Das to give it Hashem, but it's plus. But that plus is not possible. So therefore, you don't say, therefore, he doesn't have das to give to Hashem. It's not like almanas. He's not saying, like, it's on the condition, I'm only doing it all tonight that it will work. Or I mean, he's saying is he wants it to be Islam, but Islam is two components. It's Hashem, and then part of it is L'Achila. But that's not possible. So therefore, it's what is remaining is his din, is his das. So it should be an Ola, it should be L'Hashem. I'm saying is it's not like Islam is a totally different qualitative entity from Ola. It's like a shlam. It's an ola. It's like a type of a shlam, an ola in a certain sense. Like the base of every carbon is an ola, is Lasham. But it's like it's marbet to other functions as well. But that function is not possible. But it's still the das and the das and the neder of the guy to be if it's be an ola is still present.